And joining us from the 36th District, our state senator, Jim Stomas. How are you today, Jim?
I'm well, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing well myself. Thank you, my friend. Glad to get you back on the air to talk about what's been happening in Lansing and around the 36th District. Let's start with the big news. I know it's been on everybody's mind. The budget. We've got some budget news to talk about today.
The budgets are moving now from the subcommittees to the full appropriates committee. And so I think that the chairman of the full appropriates, Senator Hildebrand, announced just yesterday in committee that he is hoping to work on the subcommittee's reports and vote them out of the full appropriates starting next week, and for 2 weeks, take up each of the budgets, review them, and make adjustments, amendments, and then send them to the floor of the Senate. So staying on a good timeline to make sure we have the budget done early June. But yeah, I'll be headed into my subcommittee to refer to full committee the appropriations for the general government budget. It's about almost a $5 billion budget. It includes the Department of Treasury, includes Secretary of State's office, the Attorney General's office, the governors, the legislature, the Department of Technology Management and Budget, and MEDC. So we're going to look at that. One of the big items on that budget is also the revenue sharing. So we're going to propose maintaining what we did last year, which was about a 2% increase to counties, maintaining what we've been doing with the cities, townships, and villages, seeing what they're getting for with cities, townships, and villages. They also get a constitutional revenue sharing, which is looking like it should be a good amount going to our communities. We're going to move that forward, keep it going, and so that's an exciting opportunity to continue to keep Michigan moving in the right direction.
Well, speaking of, on the county level, some funding going out to some of our local areas for the Iron Bell Trail.
Yeah, I saw that the DNR Trust Fund is now providing some grants to the Bell Trail at $27,000 in one case, $20,000 in another, and $30,000 for some engineering of that in another case. So, you know, I think that it helps. One part of the Great North is having some of these trails, getting residents come up and enjoy them. It's also, I think, part of that quality of life for our young people, and having these trails is something that I think is helping keep some of our kids here, but attracting other young professionals to the state of Michigan. So it's always positive to see trails like this that can be used in multiple ways, continue to be developed, that just also help local residents get out and have a good exercise and enjoy the community. So that was exciting as well.
Speaking of counties, congratulations on recently being honored by the County Association for your work too.
Well, thank you. You know, as a former county commissioner, it's a huge honor to have the opportunity to be recognized by the Michigan Association of Counties, which represents all 83 counties, and having them say how much they appreciate the opportunity to work on the pension and retirement, along with continuing to get revenues to the communities where it's better spent. So that's a huge honor that I truly appreciate. So thank you for mentioning that.
I saw that and I thought it was great. Now, what are you going to be doing around the area? What's coming up for you in the district? What have you been doing in your visits around the area?
March was reading month, so we just finished up getting out to some of the local schools, reading with the kids. We did a little bit of that over in the Standish area. Also, this year, a little more than we've done in previous years, was getting out and actually speaking to some of the high school government classes, which is just always a great opportunity to hear from them, but also having that opportunity to talk about larger issues around the state. And whether we talked about school safety, we talked about marijuana, we talked about a lot of different things. But what I found interesting is that I was able to provide multiple perspectives, not just saying this is where I'm at, but provided multiple perspectives so that they had an idea that there's not just one view. There's a lot of different views on all of these subjects. And so I really enjoyed that opportunity. So we're been up in Alpena just last Thursday and hit Gaylord. I'm up over in Gaylord, I think again on Monday, and Midland on Friday this week. Just continuing to get out. And I think I'm in Gladwin on Saturday this weekend. So just continue to get out and listen to the residents. And, you know, if the residents, if I don't have office hours, I want everybody to know, just please feel free to contact me at 855-347-8036 or www.senatorjimstomas.com.
Very good. Well, Jim, I know you're a busy man. We appreciate your time today, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again in a couple of weeks.
Sounds great. Thanks, Kevin. Have a great day.